Brewers and Pirates at PNC Park. They're getting hyped for this one in the Steel City as the first place Brew Crew are in town. Pick it up, bottom five, tied at two. Francisco Cervelli at the plate with the go-ahead run.
Ground ball right side. VR not going to get to it. It's into right field for a hit. They're going to wave the runner around third. Here comes Cool. The throw home. Vogt has it, and he applies the tag, and he held on. And Vogt is down now. And rolling on the ground, he held on to the ball, and Cool is also down. Neither is getting up right now. Both training staffs are out.
And Stephen Vogt is going to leave this ball game and go towards the Pittsburgh dugout.
Here's the pitch, ground ball right side. That gets through and into right field. Eddie Cedar's going to wave Pena around third. Here comes the throw home, and the tag is in time. Pena's cut down by Gregor Polanco. And the inning is over. Aguilar delivered with another hit as a pinch hitter, but Polanco came up throwing and threw a strike home, and the inning is over. One pitch, hit into shallow left, Braun breaking in, trying to get there. He won't get there, and then he overran it. It's going to maybe give another base as the throw comes to second, and sliding in there in time is Polanco. Bell scored from third easily. It was just a little bloop into left. And Braun came in, he overran it. It's a double and an RBI though for Bell. They will not give Braun an error. Maximum effort from Braun trying to get in there.
Coming on Braun, it'll short hop him, bobbles the baseball, he throws home, and it will be late. The ball gets by him, backed up by Webb. It's a run-scoring single for Max Moroff to make it a 4-2 game. Breaking ball called, strike three on the inside corner, and the ball game is over.
Pirates get the win, 4-2 your final over the first place Brewers. Chad Cool strikes out seven over five and two-thirds innings, but earns a no decision. Gregory Polanco finished the night 4-for-4 with two doubles, two RBIs, and two runs scored. Here's Brewers skipper Craig Counsell after the loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it was a pretty good collision, and, he was, said this right away. He said his knee and his neck were bugging him, so it got a little better as the night went on a little bit, but we'll have to see how he's doing tomorrow.
From your vantage point, seeing that play unfold, what did you see? Just hard baseball play, and unfortunately, Steven came out on the wrong end.
It was a good throw from Domingo, and it looked like a weird slide and a little bit of a glancing, but it got Steven in a little strange spot, so hopefully he's okay.
Were you surprised that the pitcher was coming home with only one out and McCutchen coming up with the bases loaded? Were you kind of shocked that?
That's a question for them. I don't know.
Good with Manny at this point, and then, it's kind of...
Yeah, well, we'll see. We got to talk after this and, kind of assess it and see what... it's tough to tell right now. We'll know more about Steven tomorrow, so we'll probably have some more information coming.
Would this impact the move that you're going to make with Junior tomorrow anyway?
No, okay. I don't think so, no. But it puts a little – we're going to have to wait on – we're not wait, but we got to do some talking about some of the decisions.
It's been a little tough going the last couple games offensively. You guys had some opportunities there.
Yeah, we had plenty of opportunities. We had bases loaded twice. We had both teams. It was a pretty good game. Both teams had runners on base. Felt like most of the second half of the game, and it was tough getting runs in. But both pitchers, both sides pitched out of some jams. Both sides threw a guy out the plate. So it was a good ball game. We just, we got some rallies going. Had bases loaded a couple times. Just that last hit wasn't there.
What about Skahill coming back down 3-0 with Freeze to get that strike?
No, I mean at the time it was a huge moment for sure. It was, it keeps us tied and gives us a shot. It was a big spot coming back 3-0 and then still make pitches, and obviously those are tough spots to go in, but. Brent, I thought, did a nice job. They just, seems in one, you know, he had trouble with the one inning basically in the fifth again. They put some hits together and, you know, they found some holes, and so we went with Robbie there, and he did a nice job.
Game two of this four-game set Tuesday. Junior Guerra returns from the DL to make the start for the Brewers against Ivan Nova for the Pirates.